This is the Sakar Moli of 27th of May 2025. Essence, sweet children, your faces are now towards heaven. You are stepping away from the shores of hell and going to heaven. Therefore, remove your intellect yoga from hell. Question: what is the highest and most subtle destination? Who can reach it? Answer: you children turn your faces to heaven, and Maya turns your faces towards hell. She brings many storms. You have to overcome all of those storms. This is your subtle destination. In order to reach your destination, you have to become destroyers of attachment. On the basis of your faith and courage, you can overcome this. While living amongst people who indulge in vice, your effort is to become a swan and free from vice. Song: this is a battle between the weak with the powerful. It is a story of a flame and the storms. Om Shanti. The children who are sensible understand the meaning of this song very well. Storms only come to those whose intellect yoga is facing the lands of peace and heaven. The Father is now turning your faces to heaven. On the path of ignorance too, your faces turn away from your old home and you remember your new home. You wonder when it will be ready. You children are aware when your heaven is to be established, so that you can then go to that land of happiness. Everyone has to leave this land of sorrow. The Father explains to all human beings of the whole world, children, the gates of heaven are now opening. Your intellect yoga should now be towards heaven. Those who go to heaven are called pure, whereas those who are in hell are called impure. While living at home with your families, your intellect yoga should be with heaven. For example, if a father's intellect yoga is with heaven, but his child's intellect has yoga with hell, how would it be possible for them to live in the one home? Swans and storks cannot live together. It would be very difficult. Those whose intellects have yoga with the five vices are the ones who go to hell, whereas you are the ones who go to heaven. The two cannot live together. This destination is very high. When a father sees that the faces of his children are towards hell, but they cannot stop going towards hell, what should he do? There would definitely be quarrelling in the home. The children would ask, what kind of knowledge is this that says I cannot get married? There are many like this who live in a household where the faces of their children are towards hell. They want to go to hell, even though their father says, do not keep your intellect yoga with hell. However, they still do not listen to their father. What should he do then? Your stage needs to be that of a destroyer of attachment. All of this knowledge is in you souls. The soul of the Father says, I created him, but he doesn't even listen to me. Even when some become Brahmins, their intellects still go towards hell. They go into the extreme depths of hell. It has been explained to you children that this is the court of the ocean of knowledge. On the path of devotion, the court of Indra has been remembered. Many names such as Pukrajpari, Topaz, Nilampari, Sapphire, and Manikpari, Ruby, have been given. They perform the dance of this knowledge. there are various types of fairies. They have to remain pure. Anyone who brings someone impure here will be punished. You need to be very pure. The destination here is very high. This is why this tree doesn't grow very quickly. No one knows the knowledge that the Father gives. This knowledge is not mentioned in the scriptures. Because they only have a little faith, Maya just has to slap them once to make them fall. There are storms. A little flame is blown out by just one gust of a storm. When they see others indulging in vice, they too fall. You have to be very wise to understand all of these things. It is sung, innocent ones were assaulted. The Father explains, children, lust is your greatest enemy. Therefore you should hate it. Baba inspires you to detest it very much. It wasn't like this previously. Hell only exists now. Draupadi's calling for help refers to this time. Even though this has been explained to you so clearly, it doesn't sit in your intellects. This picture of the cycle is very good. The gateway to heaven. People can understand very clearly from the picture of the cycle. They cannot understand as much from the picture of the ladder as they can from this one. Day by day you receive corrections. The Father says, today I am giving you completely new directions. You cannot receive all the directions together at the beginning. Just look what the world is like now. There is so much sorrow within it. They have so much attachment to their children. If a child dies, they go completely crazy. There is limitless sorrow. It isn't that if they are wealthy, they are happy. There are still many types of illness. They simply lie in a hospital. The poor stay in the general wards, whereas the wealthy have a special room to themselves. However, the wealthy also experience the same pain and sorrow that the poor do. It is just that they have a better room and are looked after better. You children know that the Father is now teaching you. The Father has taught you many times before. Ask your heart, am I studying or not? How many others do I teach? If you do not teach others, what status would you claim? Check your chart every night and ask yourself, did I cause anyone sorrow today? Srimat says, do not cause anyone sorrow, but show the path to everyone. Those who belong to our clan will very quickly be touched by this knowledge. A golden vessel is needed to hold this nectar. It is said that only a golden vessel can hold the milk of a lioness. This is because the milk she gives is very rich and nourishing. A lioness too has a lot of attachment to her children. She would instantly leap up if she sees anyone, because she thinks that they might kill her cubs. Here too there are many who have a lot of attachment to their husbands and children. You children know that the gates of heaven are now opening. This is written very clearly in the picture of Krishna. The gates of heaven will open after this war. There will be very few people there. Everyone else will remain in the land of liberation. A great deal of punishment will have to be experienced. They receive visions of all the sins they have committed in every birth and experience punishment for them. Then they receive a status worth a few pennies. because they don't stay in remembrance, their sins are not absolved. There are many children who even miss hearing Murlis. Many children remain careless about this. They think, what does it matter if I don't study it? I have already achieved everything. They don't care about the Murli. There are many who are body conscious in this way. They only create a loss for themselves. Baba knows this. Therefore, when you come here, he asks you how many Murlis you have not heard. How could you know if there are some very good points in them? There are many points every day. There are many like that who go to a centre, but who neither have this knowledge nor dharana. How could you receive a status if you don't follow Srimat? You will never claim a status by defaming the true father and the true teacher. Not everyone can become a king. Subjects still have to be created. Status is number wise. Everything depends on having remembrance. Can you not remember the Father from whom you receive the kingdom of the whole world? If it is not in your fortune, what effort would you then make? The Father says, it is only by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance that your sins can be burnt away. Therefore, you have to make effort. Baba does not say, do not eat or drink. This is not Hatha Yoga. While walking and moving around and doing everything else, just stay in remembrance of Baba in the same way as a lover remembers her beloved. They have love for their names and forms. No one knows how Lakshmi and Narayan became the masters of the world. You say that it was just a matter of yesterday when they used to rule. However, people mention hundreds of thousands of years. Maya has made the intellects of people completely like stone. From having stone intellects, you are now becoming those with divine intellects. There is a temple to the Lord of Divinity. However, no one knows who he is. Human beings are in absolute darkness. The Father now explains very good things to you. Then it depends on the intellect of each one. There is only the one who teaches, but there will be many who come here to study. In every street you will have a school with a board that says Gateway to Heaven. Not a single human being understands that they are in hell. The Father explains they are all worshippers. Those who are worthy of worship can only exist in the Golden Age, whereas worshippers exist in the Iron Age. People believe that God is worthy of worship and that he then becomes a worshipper. They chant, only you are God, and only you perform these wonderful acts. You are God and we too are God. They do not understand anything. This is the kingdom of Ravan. What were you and what are you now becoming? You children should have a lot of intoxication. The Father says, simply remember me alone and you will become pure, charitable souls. The Father shows you children ways to become pure, charitable souls. He says, children, it is now the end of this old world. I have now come here to you directly. You now have to make your final donation. Therefore, surrender everything completely and say, Baba, all of this is yours. The Father inspires you to donate everything so that your future can be created. People donate and perform charity in the name of God. However, that is indirect. They receive the fruit of that in their next birth. That too is fixed in the drama. I have now come here directly. Whatever you do now, you will receive the return of that multi-million-fold. There is no question of making donations or performing charity, etc., in the Golden Age. If someone here has money, Baba says, Acha, go and open a centre. Go and create an exhibition. If someone is poor, Baba says, Acha, just put up a board outside your home that says, Gateway to Heaven. There is heaven and hell. At present you are residents of hell. No one else knows this. If someone has gone to heaven, why do they then call him back into hell? No one in heaven will say that so-and-so has gone to heaven. He would already be in heaven anyway. Therefore he would take rebirth in heaven. Here everyone has to take rebirth in hell. Only you can explain these things. God speaks. Constantly remember me alone. He is the purifier. He says, remember me alone, and you will become worthy of worship from a worshipper. Although everyone in heaven is happy, the status there is still number-wise. The destination is very high. You Kumaris should have a lot of enthusiasm for doing service and explaining to everyone that you are making Bharat into heaven. A Kumari is one who uplifts 21 generations. This means she can uplift others for 21 births. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. This old world is now to end. The Father has come here directly. Therefore completely surrender yourself and say, Baba, all of this belongs to you. By using this method, you will become a pure, charitable soul. 2. Never miss a Murli. Do not become careless about hearing a Murli. Do not think, what does it matter if I don't study a Murli? I have already achieved everything. No, that is body consciousness. Definitely study each Murli. Blessing. May you become a self-transformer who is real gold by moulding yourself and being successful in every task. Those who transform themselves in every situation and become self-transformers are constantly successful, and this is why you have to keep the aim of transforming yourself. It is not that you will change when others change. Whether others change or not, you have to change. You have to become Arjuna. You must always be first in transforming yourself. Those who are first in this claim number 1, because only those who mould themselves are real gold. Only in real gold is their value. Slogan. With the practical proof of your elevated life, reveal the Father. Aviact signal. Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. In order to become equal to the Father and to come close to the Father, you must not allow any impurity in the form of lust, your greatest enemy, to attack you even in your dreams. You should easily and naturally constantly have the awareness of brotherhood. Do not come down from the original stage of yourself, soul, being an embodiment of all virtues and powers. Om Shanti.